smiling.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bogan along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email the studio, KFYR, clearchannel.com. Scott, I bet you have a little bit better view than I do this morning.
I do, because I am at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We had some plans to really have some open water talk radio today, Steve and I. We're going to do a little fishing on Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. They invited us to be out here for the Minnesota Fishing Opener that is coming this weekend, but I'm looking at a sea of ice on a beautiful lake with a whole lot of walleye underneath. But you know what? I'm still at Chase on the Lake. I'm in a beautiful cottage right just feet from Leech Lake. I'm in a wonderful community. And for our What's On Your Mind listeners, they have a big special today. You simply go to chaseonthelake.com. You'll see three-bedroom condos, two-bedroom condos, one-bedroom condos. You'll see a 502 restaurant, an awesome pool, a spa, a bowling alley. Oh, you'll just say, I want to be there. And you know what? You can for $69 a night, any room, any night through May 23rd, if you put in the promo code box SCOTT. Just tell them Scott sent you to chaseonthelake.com. And we do want to know whether you think the fishing is better here in Minnesota or in North Dakota, where there's no opener because it's year-round. Right, Steve?
It's way better here. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We've got the Missouri, we've got Sakakawea, we've got Audubon, Lake Oahe, all the little lakes. I will stack it up against Minnesota fishing any day of the week.
I have a little bit of breaking news on the Board of Higher Education. They have voted concerning Chancellor Hamshavani. I'll tell you about that in a moment, but I think it's your turn first to tell me what's on your mind. Besides fishing, what's on your mind?
I actually got the sales tax things on my mind. That for one. Also, one of the other things is the breaking news with Hamshavani. I think he needs to stay in his position and do the job that he was hired to do and revamp a little bit on higher education. I think it needs a good look in the mirror, a harsh look in the mirror. Also, the other thing on my mind is Measure 2, and we're going to talk about that coming up at the bottom of this hour. But the Marketplace Fairness Act, it's kind of a little bone of contention. I think it breaks down to kind of a rural versus to urban setting, and you know, people that like to order a lot of things online as opposed to go to the brick and mortar stores, they say there's an unfair advantage that is there. And we got an emailer in. Mike emails the studio. We all need to remember that every state in the United States has now directed their attention to selling North Dakota businesses goods that we use to purchase locally. These businesses only care about North Dakota because of the attention that oil is giving us. What I do not want to pay more any more taxes. We need to support our local businesses and not send our hard-earned money out of the state by allowing them to have a 5-7% advantage over our in-state businesses. It's wrong. He says, if I can't afford the tax, don't buy the product. That is the reason why North Dakota people never went broke like our neighbors to the east. So a shot at Minnesota, and he is against not having an internet tax. He'd like to have that internet tax.
He's taking the Hovind Heitkamp position of saying we need an internet sales tax out of fairness. And again, if you want to pay more, that's great. That still could be your decision, right? To say, hey, I have the option to buy this chainsaw from Amazon.com, but instead I'm going to go down and buy it at at Max Hardware, free plug of the day for Max, I guess, right? So that's still your choice. I'm just saying, should everybody be mandated that you're going to pay more? You heard the fellow from Swanson Health Products tell us, because of the bureaucracy that they're now requiring, they'll have to charge more, plus you pay the tax. So, again, who pays? North Dakotans. We have another caller that called in earlier off the air with a comment on the internet sales tax. Let's share that, and then we'll get to the Hamshavani story here.
Yes, I'm calling on that internet tax situation. I presume that it is the federal government that's pushing for the collection of taxes. And all I want to say is that for a long time, for those people of an elderly nature, those who are disabled, and those people who just cannot find a job, does the government have any idea how many people rely on that internet just to make a meager living and put a slice of bread on the table? And yet they want to come in there and gobble part of that up so that they could keep tabs on you and your sales and everything else that goes on. Why in the hell don't they leave people alone? I mean, I am one of those people, and I just barely make a squeaky existence. And I'm an elderly person, and my Social Security does not travel that far, but yet I do get a little bit of help when I can sell over the internet. But if the government wants to get into that too, I'll tell you what, I'm going to shut it all off, and the government can take care of me then. That's the way it is, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people that feel the same way. I mean, it's nonsensical for people to look into that window and say, ah, here's a big old nest egg. There isn't a hell of a lot of money in what they want to do by taxing the internet.
You know, the other part of that, too, was Kurt from Cameron from Swanson. You know, he brought up a great point about the cost of doing business, not only on the business side, but also the cost of bureaucracy for these states to collect what they think is owed to them. It's probably going to be about a wash, and a lot of small businesses are going to be hurt by that. So a great impassioned statement there. Thank you very much for the phone call. You know, one other thing, too, is, Scott, what's the latest on Hampshire Bonnie? That's something we've been following this morning as well.
It is. This is a bit of breaking news. Dale Wessel reporting from Great Plains News that the Board of Higher Education today has decided to support an intense job review for the new Chancellor, Ham Shravani. The review likely to take place in the next few months. It will include interviews with university system presidents and staffers who work closely with Shravani. The board voted Thursday to undertake the evaluation. That's, by the way, their meeting this morning at the University of North Dakota. Shravani obviously has gotten a ton of criticism from legislators, a few college students about what they say is the chancellor's aggressive management style. Board member Kerry Reichert says the university system has a management problem and it needs to be addressed right away. The North Dakota legislature gave the university system a large budget increase and a number of building projects, but Reichert says the legislature's favorable treatment is in spite of us rather than because of us. They also, by the way, approved a constitutional amendment that would get rid of the board. The amendment will go to the ballot statewide for a vote in November of 2014 to decide if we want a different structure. But I think the big news here is the Board of Higher Ed is saying time for an intense job review of Chancellor Ham Shravani. If you want my take on this, Steve, I think that's good. That's good for Ham Shravani. That is good for the Board of Higher Education. That's good for the critics. That's good for the supporters. Have an open airing. Be honest about this because there's been a lot of backroom backbiting and a lot of games being played to try and take out Ham Shravani that have been absolutely vicious. Let's bring it all out into the open, have an open discussion. He's not been perfect. I think he said that himself. You know, everybody lay everything on the table and have a good, intense job review. I think that's a great idea.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I support Ham Shravani. I support what his job is because I think a lot of people got caught up in what his role was and why he was brought in. And then, wait a minute, it's not getting done the way that we thought it would get done. You know, he's there to do a job and get through that the backbiting, the backdoor deals. And I agree. I mean, open, and let the chips fall where they may. But I support Ham Shravani. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Yes, talking about state take sales tax, you got to look at the small businesses. That means QVC, as seen on TV, everything they want a tax. Small businesses that start out online actually got an advantage this way, and we can sell our products nationwide. How in the heck are we going to basically have to start taxing each state individually? That is a logistic nightmare, and people will go out of business.
Well, again, I wonder if that's the design. That's pretty much what Kevin Cramer told us yesterday. That's why Amazon and Best Buy and some of the bigger companies are saying, yeah, we love this tax because they can handle it. They're set up to do it. Meanwhile, a lot of competitors will go away. Good point, Daryl. Appreciate the call. Bill, you're next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
These people seem to forget that sales tax, not only North Dakota, but every state that does it has that. Because they have to have money to run programs in each state and do all these things. And what's the difference whether a guy sitting at his home in front of his computer or someone who buys property and opens a store? Why should everybody be equal? And I know government isn't equal. But anyway, the guy that sits by his table with his computer, he should collect the sales tax too, because he's living in that state. He ought to be proud to collect that and pay it, you know.
Bill, thanks for letting us know what's on your mind concerning the sales tax. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Kevin in South Dakota, are you there? Kevin took a break. He took
must
a pause.
Have lost Kevin.
We'll see if we get Kevin. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. 800-228-0550. I'm looking at Leech Lake.
It's
Walker,
pretty.
Minnesota. Chase, it is pretty. Find out more about it at chaseonthelake.com.
I'm
more
at coming Todd
up.
Mitchell.
Don't go away.
Do you have a happy place? One of those places you can escape to? For Marie and I and the kids, that place is Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's a short drive from where we live in Fargo-Moorhead, but I'll tell you what. Every mile or closer to Chase, you feel the weight of the world just come off your shoulders. And right now, if you stay at Chase on the Lake any Sunday through Thursday and get any hotel room, any one in the place, $75. King room, lakeside, suites. If it's available, it's yours for $75 per night. Now, to get that special, you need to do something. So stay tuned for that in a moment here. And by the way, you can check out their award-winning Aveda Spa and receive 40% off any spa service, too. Now, all of this is only available to Flag listeners. To get this great offer, go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code FLAG. chaseonthelake.com, promo code FLAG. See you at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We are live today for the Minnesota Fishing Opener that will be sort of a bust because there's a lot of ice on the big lakes. In fact, the Minnesota Fishing Opener that the governor does every year, you've probably seen these over the years, Steve, where the governor will host a group of folks and the media come out and they make a big deal out of the governor catching a fish. They do that well in Minnesota every year for the opener.
He never catches a fish, though.
They just moved it to the river. They're going to put Mark Dayton in the river. So they found some open water in a river somewhere, and they're hoping they can catch a fish. So
Maybe a fish this year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to Eric and Minot. Eric, you're on. What's on your mind at 800-228-0550? Go ahead.
Hey, I got the solution for this internet tax. All the people that think they should pay it, why don't they pay a little bit more so the rest of us that think we're paying enough don't have to be done with it.
All right, you lost me there somewhere along the line. Who's going to pay more?
Well, the ones that want to think the left should pay in more taxes, they can pay in for the rest of us that think we pay enough already.
So you're just against taxes then?
Uh-huh.
So you're just against more taxes?
Well, I think we pay enough.
I agree with you.
Some people said we should pay more. Well, let them pay more. You know, cover the ones that think we already pay enough.
I think they're making the argument it's not fair. If I have to go buy something at a store and I pay a sales tax on it, if I buy it online, why don't I have to pay the tax there? That's the argument they're making. My point is you're forgetting who's paying. But what do you say to the fairness argument to those folks that call in about that, Eric?
Yeah, I think what we do in our house is our own privacy, you know, or in our businesses. Why do we need to? We're not out in the public buying stuff. But I'm saying these people are complaining we should pay more. Let them pay. The rest of us, they can pay their tax for us.
Eric, thanks for the phone call. Paul, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I have a business that has facilities in both Texas and North Dakota, and I'm already obligated to charge sales tax and pay it in the two states I have facilities. My understanding of this new bill is not creating a new tax. It's simply giving the states the right to enforce their existing sales tax laws. So if you're selling product in a state that you're selling it, this does not create a new sales tax. It simply allows the state to collect that sales tax if you're selling product there. And so that, you know, I think there's some confusion over whether there's a new tax here or not. There isn't. Every big box retailer that's online already does this. They pay sales tax in every state that they do business in. The bureaucracy issue that you're talking about, it does create bureaucracy, but there is software available for small businesses that will automatically charge this tax, and it'll file your forms for you, so you can compete. I think there's an over-exaggeration of the problem that's being created here.
Paul, the question I've got, though, is from a consumer standpoint, and this is something, as a business owner, you can speak to, because what's going on right now, like you stated, because it's getting lost in the fact here, is that there's always already that supposed to be collected a sales tax. How do all these businesses get around not having those sales taxes and not picking those up? If it's something that needs to be enforced, why hasn't it been enforced before now?
Because it's almost impossible to track internet sales. So you would have to audit my business to know that I shipped product to a state that I don't have a sales resale license in or are paying taxes. So it's just a matter of there's millions of businesses selling product all over the United States. Now, those states, when they find that out, now they can go after you outside of their own state and start collecting those sales taxes. That's my understanding. All this bill does is allow enforcement when it can be enforced.
Well, again, though, but here's a big thing. You're right. It's adding an enforcement mechanism, but it's mandating it. It's saying businesses, you're now obligated to collect it. The law right now says consumer, you pay it. So that's a big change. That's a big change, Paul. That's no small deal. We had a mega company that ships, you know, millions of dollars of products. The biggest privately owned healthcare products company in the country tell us, hey, if they have to do this, number one, it'll be a nightmare to implement it. Number two, it'll be more costly. So in addition to the tax, their prices are going to go up. I mean, that's not good for the consumer.
I agree with you. If you had to do this manually, what you just said is absolutely true. It'll be a nightmare for the small business person. But like I said, there is inexpensive software that automates this that you can use to ship your products, that keeps track of these shipments, where they go, charges the tax accordingly, and also books it into your booking system, your QuickBooks or wherever, so that you can then pay that tax to the states on a quarterly basis. Yeah, it does create additional work, but the states have the right to collect those taxes. This is not an additional tax. It's just an enforcement of existing taxes that already exist, and And yes, it is more work for the small businessman, but I don't see the unfairness in it.
But the people still pay more. We had a couple of callers previously that, and I'll ask you this question, Paul, as a small business owner. If this becomes too cumbersome and you wind up having like the big stores, the Targets, the Best Buys that are pushing for this and they get their way, what's to keep a business from relocating to a state? Because we had callers that said that, why don't the state that you're based or shipping the product out of just collect state taxes for that? Then you'd wind up with a whole bunch of businesses migrating to states like Montana, like Oregon, that don't have sales taxes.
Well, but if you're shipping product into Idaho, that's the problem. If you're only shipping to Montana, well, then that makes perfect sense. Go ahead and move your business to the state which doesn't have sales tax. But that's not the nature of Internet sales. You're not going to discriminate who you're going to sell product to. So you're going to have to pay sales tax in those states that your customers are buying product from.
Paul, appreciate the call.
I honestly don't see a problem with it. Thank you.
Paul, thanks. Yeah, I mean, the problem I see is it's more taxes for North Dakotans to pay, and I don't think they need any more money, to tell you the truth. Let's go to Mike in Bismarck. Mike, what's your take? What's on your mind on this?
I just turned the radio on, and that last speaker seems to just realize reality. I don't feel like being whipped up into a big deal about, you know, paying more taxes. I'm not sure, but I think if companies have a physical presence in a state, they already do or something like that. It's so easy on a talk show to get everybody all whipped up, you know, the adrenaline starts running, but if people just kind of settle down and take a look at it, I think it levels the playing field for those businesses who are in the state, those who are outside the state. We don't need a whole bunch more. You know, talk radio thrives on conflict, obviously, but I think we got to just settle back and take a good look at it.
Well, quickly, I would just say, you know, you have Senators Heitkamp and Hoeven who agree with you, and you have Congressman Kevin Cramer who agree with Steve and I. So I don't know that anybody's getting anybody whipped up. There's different opinions. We heard from all of them. I think the bottom line is if you want to pay more taxes, cheerlead for it. Say it's a good thing. I want to pay more taxes when I buy something online. I also respect others who say we're the ones paying and government has enough money. But I don't know that we're getting anybody whipped up. Last quick call, Steve, is who?
Cy, what's on your mind?
Yep.
Go ahead, Cy, quickly.
Oh, hi, Scott. You were talking earlier. No, for you, it's the pine trees. For me, it's the birch trees once you get past DL. But aren't bills involving revenue, even if it's enforcement, aren't they supposed to originate in the U.S. House of Representatives by Constitution?
Interesting thought.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime. NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon on KFIRE 550 and a host of stations around the region, the Northern Plains. I'm Steve Bach and Scott Hennon out at Chase in the Lake. I'm going to be over at Fish Fest at Shields here in Bismarck tomorrow, so I'll be getting my little taste of fishing. But I've already been out fishing, Scott. I didn't have to wait for the opener in Minnesota. That's what makes North Dakota fishing a little bit better than Minnesota, one of the many things.
Exactly right. And by the way, we'll settle that debate tomorrow. Where is the fishing better, in Minnesota or North Dakota? This morning, the Supreme Court, there was a discussion about measure number two, and we have a number of guests joining us that were in the courtroom to talk about that, and they include Bob Hale and Lynn Huey, who's the attorney, and also Charlene Nelson. Everybody on right now? Can you all hear us, or who are we starting with?
We're all here. We're all here, and we can hear you.
All right, is this Bob?
Just look. That's Bob.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Bob. Bob. Bob Hale with us, Lynn Bowie and Charlene from Empower the Taxpayer. Bob, give us a little rundown. Why were you at the Supreme Court today, and what were some of the statements and arguments?
We were at the Supreme Court appealing an order of the District Court on sanctions, and sanctions in two ways. One, financial sanctions for bringing in a frivolous action and attempting to enforce the Corrupt Practices Act, and two, requiring that we issue a statement of apology to the defendants in that and publish it in the newspaper and issue it despite the fact that none of the issues in the litigation were actually tried.
And so that's an unusual thing, obviously, for a court to say, hey, you ought to apologize. Interesting that it got to this point. Lynn, from a legal perspective, how did you feel the argument went?
Well, I think it went well. The Supreme Court was very concerned about the issues raised. The other side even admitted they know of absolutely no case in anywhere in the United States where this particular rule, Rule 11, would be used to require someone to make a retraction or to apologize. And we, of course, couldn't find anything anyway. They clearly, in my opinion, overreached on that issue, and they can't force the empower people to apologize and to make a statement they don't believe in. It's absolutely contrary to the freedom of speech. The other issue that the court really focused on is why did we have to bring this action? And the reason was, is first, we tried to get an attorney general's opinion. Dan Ruby, had an attorney general's opinion delivered to the attorney general's office. And months and months went by, and when he finally called up and said, why aren't you guys doing something on this, about 4 months later, they said, well, we don't have any record of this ever showing up. They lost his letter, apparently. That's interesting of its own right. And then, you know, we attempted to have the state's attorneys enforce the law. They didn't. And so finally we brought an action to try to enjoin the public officials from not only enforcing the law that says they're not supposed to advocate a position one way or the other on initiated measures, but they also can't submit to the public false and misleading information. That's exactly what they were doing. And so Empower basically hired me to try to enforce the law, and unfortunately the court didn't find that we had standing and basically told the citizens of North Dakota that the public officials can say whatever they want, and the only way they can be stopped under the statute is by a prosecution, and you can imagine how likely that's going to be.
Lynn, one of the questions I've got is, where does this go now? Now that you've had the arguments, the statements at the Supreme Court level, where do you get for what's going to happen next? Are you waiting for an opinion? What are the options for opinions? What's the next process in the legal standpoint?
Very simple. The Supreme Court has taken it under advisement. They will issue a written opinion. It usually takes anywhere from 2 to 3 months for that opinion to be issued from the court, and then that will decide the issue at that level. And we have raised First Amendment issues, which is, of course, a constitutional right. And depending on what this court does, it's possible to go to the next court, which is, of course, the United States Supreme Court.
You know, one of the other questions I've got too, Lynn, is where does this leave? This might be a better question for Bob or Charlene. What is the outcome of Measure 2 when all is said and done? Either you're exonerated or you're not. You have to apologize or not apologize, whatever the case may be. Is there any ramifications for North Dakota taxpayers concerning Measure Number 2 from this point on?
Well, first of all, Measure Number 2, as everyone knows, was defeated in the election. The question is if another Measure 2 comes back, and I believe based on what we've heard following this last legislative session from people who were opposed to Measure 2, we're getting what I consider overwhelming. I've had numerous calls. I know Charlene's had even more of people saying, no, we oppose this. We really didn't understand it. We thought the state had fixed it. This is what the elected officials told us. Vote this down or we'll fix it. As I think everyone knows, not only didn't they fix it, the property tax situation has gotten significantly worse for people. So if enough people want this to come back, there will be another signature campaign. Once we've gathered the signatures, we'll submit it to the Secretary of State, and we'll begin that the campaign again. This time it's going to be, you know, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you. And I don't think people are going to fall for the falsehoods that they spent $1 million using to scare everybody to vote no. So
we're talking, by the way, with Bob Hales with us, Lynn Bowie is with us, and Charlene Nelson, all with the Empower the Taxpayer Group. They were before the Supreme Court today on a dispute over Measure 2 on the ballot last time around. What Bob is talking about is obviously the next bite at that apple. Charlene, maybe we should talk a little bit about that. I mean, will any of whatever happens in the Supreme Court affect the next question that you may or may not end up asking North Dakota voters?
No, the Supreme Court decision really only affects whether or not a citizen has the right to appeal to the courts when they feel that their elected officials have acted wrongly. And that in itself, I think, is a fairly serious question at stake, whether or not we have the right to hold our elected officials accountable to the law. But as far as Measure 2 and, you know, the property tax question, that is a completely separate question. And again, I think public opinion, like Bob has already said, public opinion is really growing when it comes to the question of property tax.
Very interesting. By the way, you have a website set up where you're actually seeking input on whether or not folks want another bite of this apple and think there should be a question asked. Remind us about that, Charlene.
That's right. People should go to empowerthetaxpayer.org, And we have lots of information, not only on property tax, but we have a button there for you to get involved. And when we see, you know, that we have enough people who've signed up to be involved, then this will definitely be moving forward.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, KFYR at clearchannel.com. What's on your mind? Charlene, this might be a question for you. Is the sense that you get the people were looking for the legislature for reform or relief at this legislative session? I wasn't a fan of Measure 2 last time. I was looking for some reform to come out of the legislature. But what was your sense from other taxpayers that have contacted you? What was your sense of this legislative session? Did it break down to reform versus relief, and were people happy with what came out?
Right. I think most people, you know, are just so they're taxed beyond their ability to pay. People are losing their homes, and they were desperate for something to change. That could have come in the form of relief or reform. But, you know, from our perspective, reform is what we needed. Reform makes guarantees that we don't have this creep in property taxes going up. Without reform, all we're doing is just setting the clock back, you know, 1 or 2 years, and here 2-3 years down the road, we're in the exact same situation that we are in 2013. We got neither from the legislature. The $814 million that they keep talking about, all that is a continuation of the public school meals that they started back in the 2009 session, and that's all it is. So when it comes to that $814 million, that is not going to make one dime of difference on anybody's property tax bill.
With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind, 550 KFYR. Senator Byron Dorgan, the former senator, will weigh in on the situation might not coming up before the end of the hour. Governor Jack Dalrymple on these very questions on reform and whether there will be another bite at the apple on Measure 2 tomorrow on the program. Plus, we'll be tackling the fishing debate. Where is it better, here at Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, where I'm broadcasting live from Chase on the Lake? You can find out more about them at chaseonthelake.com, or is it in North Dakota? Steve will be at Shields tomorrow for Fish Fest. Tom in Jamestown has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Tom. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I totally disagree with your guess there. Property taxes go up. That means your property is worth more money. There are very, very few people that are affected, you know, that are their property goes up and they might have to move out of their house because they can't pay the property tax bill. That is, I've heard that argument I don't know how many times, and basically it's put forth like it's a huge, huge problem. It's not. It's not a huge, huge problem. You know, if your property taxes are going up, that means your home, your property's worth more money. Interest rates are super low. You can borrow against your property if you got equity built up, and interest rates are going back up again. So that's one heck of a deal, even if you stick the money in the bank. I just don't understand this. I mean, you know, the legislature kind of bent over backwards to ensure property tax relief to the detriment of public schools, public entities, counties, that type of thing, to a certain extent. It didn't kill anybody, don't get me wrong. But I do not understand this harping away at property taxes are too high. You know, and taxes in general too high. I mean, if your taxes are high, that means your income is doing pretty good.
Tom, we're coming up against the break, and I want to give Bob an opportunity to respond to that. Bob, what's your response to Tom?
Quickly.
Well, there were 14,000 notices of tax sales on homes in the state of North Dakota. This has come from very, very few, as the taxes have gone through the ceiling. The value of your house shouldn't have anything to do with the tax that you're paying. Those taxes are used to grow government.
We'll have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we're up against the clock. Bob Hale, Lynn Bowie, Charlie Nelson, thank you. Thanks to the callers, Tom included. We appreciate it. More coming up after this.
With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a 500,000 credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind. Joining us on the show now, former Senator Byron Dorgan on the news that the Air Force stripped 17 officers at the Minot base of Missile Launch Authority. Mr. Dorgan, thank you for coming on the program. You have long been an advocate of the Minot Air Force Base, the Grand Forks Air Force Base, defending the military here in North Dakota. What was your first reaction when you heard about this investigation and what was going on and the quote-unquote rot in the ranks on the missile defense role at the Minot Air Force Base?
Well, I was surprised. I think, like most people, you know, the Minot is a good base. It's had a lot of good people in and out of the Minot Air Force Base, but they have had some difficulties. You know, about 5 years ago, they had a problem of loading a live nuclear weapon on a B-52 on a flight to Barksdale down in Louisiana, and they thought it was a dummy weapon. Well, actually, there were six of them, six cruise missiles with warheads. So, you know, in addition to that, they've had a time when they failed inspections and fired the base commander. So, you know, there have been some problems there, and I was surprised about this. I guess this is about 17 officers, I think lower grade officers out of about 150 that have been upgraded by the command. And so it you know, the one other point I would make is, you know, these are people who sit in many cases in these underground capsules, and they're in charge of our nuclear capability with Minuteman missiles. And, you know, over 40 years, I assume that this gets kind of boring, and yet there can never be a mistake. You know, you've got to make certain through the command structure that everything is done right, that the training is adhered to. And so I expect this is a circumstance of a commander trying to make certain that those that have become lax are going to be paying the price for it.
Senator Scott Hannon, thanks for joining us. Wanted to ask you about a caller's take on this yesterday. The story broke while we were on the air, and a fellow from Minot called and said, you know, I'm tired of hearing this being called a crisis. He said, I mean, the crisis would be if they hadn't found that there was a problem here and cleared it up. This is good government. This is an investigation that bore fruit. We found out that there were some things that were going wrong, and we're fixing it. That isn't a crisis. Is he right?
No, that is right. I mean, this is a circumstance where they did pass an inspection in this case, but where the commanding officers of the structure said, you know what, we're not satisfied. This is not something that we're satisfied with at all, and we're going to take some remedial action. So the fact that they are taking remedial action is good news, and that suggests that they're making certain those areas that are weak are going to be corrected. That, you know, that's what they should do. I suspect it's the reason this is getting a lot of news is there have been several well-publicized events at the Minot Air Force Base in the past. But, no, I think people should look at this and say, good for the command structure that takes steps here to make certain that this is corrected.
Senator Dorgan, from the standpoint of being a long champion, of course, we're across the state, and the heritage we have here in North Dakota with our military and that relationship that you've long championed, as we're heard on KFIRE 550 in Bismarck and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, and the flag in Fargo. What's the message you'd like to get out there on how this is being addressed from your standpoint? Is this the correct line of action that the military is taking to remedy a situation up at the Minot Air Force Base?
Well, it's the right way to address it, and if they have been dissatisfied, and apparently through these inspections they have been dissatisfied with the actions of a dozen and a half lower grade officers, then they're taking action, and effective action, apparently. You know, most of us only know that which we read and hear, and this comes from Associated Press reporting, and it comes from a memorandum that someone higher in the command structure has sent out to people, and he used the word rot. I'm sure he's upset. He wants things to be working the right way, and in some cases they have not, and so he's pulling the chain here. I do want to say, however, that, you know, our state has been host to two very large air bases for a long, long time, Grand Forks and Minot. We also have a proud base in Fargo of Air National Guard. But our two major bases in Grand Forks and Minot are good bases, have always been very good air bases. And, you know, just speaking of Minot specifically, that city is enormously proud of the base. They are good neighbors, the base and the city. And I'm sure everybody, you know, just rues the day that you see this kind of report. But I'm also comforted by the fact that the command structure says we're not going to put up with anything that represents anything less than excellence on the part of these officers. And so they're standing them down and making them go through remedial training. That's the right thing to do.
I remember well you and I think Senator Conrad and Congressman Pomeroy at the time on the stage at the Chester Fritz Auditorium with a base realignment closure commission hearing about Grand Forks Air Force Base, about, you know, are the KC-135s going to stay, will operations stay or go? And you always talked about the reputation of the military air force bases located in North Dakota in D.C., in the Pentagon, in the halls of Congress. Does this in any way tarnish any of that, do you think?
I don't think so. Again, the Minot Air Force Base has a long, proud history. This is not obviously good news. You know, this is not helpful. But by the same token, the Minuteman missiles have been a very important part of our defense structure for a long, long time in Minot. The flying mission, similarly. And, you know, my sense is that people understand these things happen. They happen at various bases around the world. The key is to make certain when something happens that is not quite right, that you have a command structure that demands and insists that it be made right. And that's the case here.
Absolutely. That happened. Senator, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. See you tomorrow, folks. We'll be talking fishing and Governor Dalrymple tomorrow on the program. Bye-bye.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.